I'd like now to welcome Jeff Green. He is a sustainable food activist and educator, and he's candidate for City Council in District 2. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
So you are, among other things, a master farmer. You're very involved in healthy food and healthy ways of growing food. Tell us a little bit about that and how it relates to your candidacy for City Council in Santa Fe.
Well, I'm not a master farmer, but I have worked on organic farms for a number of years in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, Taos, and Española. And I think sustainable food is very important, especially here in New Mexico. We have high rates of obesity, diabetes, and child hunger. And we also have these very deeply rooted traditions of sustainable agriculture, which is what drew me to New Mexico originally almost 10 years ago. And I think we need to protect that heritage and also increase the sustainable food available in Santa Fe for all segments of our population, not just for those who can afford to shop at the farmers market. We used to have dozens of acequias here, and that's been greatly reduced over the years, but we need to revive those traditions of urban sustainable farming here in Santa Fe.
If you had urban sustainable farming in Santa Fe, what would that look like, and how much of a difference would it make of our actual food supply?
I think it could make a significant difference. We would need to be very conscious about water sustainability, water conservation. It would need to be drought tolerant. But there's a lot that we could do, for example, with rainwater harvesting, gray water reuse, to redirect our water consumption without using more water. And if we had neighborhood level sharing of crops and harvests like they do in other cities, then I think it could really increase the sustainable our food supply, and different neighbors could grow different crops and trade those crops, trade those seeds, and we could save money at the grocery store.
Now, are Northern New Mexico farming traditions an inspiration to you? In other words, is that something that we could, I mean, I don't even know if you want to call it going back to that, but is it something we could move toward?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The farmers market here in Santa Fe, we have farmers from all over Northern New Mexico, but mostly outside Santa Fe. There are a few farms like Gaia's Garden that here in Santa Fe that do sell at the farmers market, but we could expand that. We have some school gardens here in Santa Fe, gardens at the K-12 schools, elementary and even high school. And we could expand that too. We could have a sustainable farm at Santa Fe High School as part of the new Academy of Sustainability that's being proposed. We could have more community gardens and community farms like the farm in Agua Fria. It's a great farm. So, yeah, I think we could have edible food forests in our parks. We could. It's something that's being done in Seattle and other places. They are planting food forests that are acres big. We could do that here in Santa Fe, too.
So why did you decide to run for city council?
Well, I've grown concerned the last couple of years about the sustainability of Santa Fe in our economy, our environment, and for our young people. I'm the youngest candidate here in District 2. I'm 34 years old. I'm an educator. I've been an environmental activist for many years, and I've watched these huge fires that we've had the last couple of years, and it made me concerned about whether we're doing enough to protect our watershed and whether we're doing enough to increase renewable energy and adapt to climate change, which is a huge problem. It's causing long-term droughts, and we're not sure if we will have a sustainable water supply for our future. So I think there's a lot more the city council could do, and I wanted to bring forward some of my progressive and holistic solutions to the debates that we're having, and hopefully to be able to implement those on city council.
In the mayoral campaign, there's been a lot of talk about young people. What do you think are the interests of young people, people in their 20s and 30s in Santa Fe, and how could the city help them?
Well, young people, I think, really want to be part of a vibrant and healthy and sustainable economy. Green jobs, the creative arts, those are the types of employment that young people are looking for. And we also want to be part of have a vibrant nightlife. And that's the number one reason why polls show young people leaving Santa Fe. We want educational opportunities, so I hope the Higher Education Center will keep more young people in town. And
How would you cultivate a more vibrant nightlife? I mean, I've noticed that the city's sidewalks pretty much roll up at about 9:30. Drives me crazy, and I'm not even one of the youngest people here.
Well, I think it starts with the city setting that as a priority, and there are things we could do like progressive zoning to create an entertainment district downtown. There are venues like perhaps El Museo that are not being fully utilized that could hold more events and could become a center. And I think it's not just what the city can do, but also the community coming together. One of my ideas is similar to community support agriculture. What if we had a community support music venue where people pay a monthly subscription fee, and that would help the overhead costs of that venue? Because let's be realistic, it's hard for these places to survive in the economy in Santa Fe. Rents are high, licenses are expensive, and so there needs to be really a community rallying cry and an organization for nightlife to survive.
You are in favor of something called a community rights ordinance. What is that?
Community rights ordinances are a really wonderful idea to revive democracy at the local scale. It's been done at over 100 communities across the country. In New Mexico, the most well-known example is Mora County passing community rights ordinance to ban oil and gas extraction and fracking. And I've been trained in this kind of advocacy. I attended a democracy school through the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. And my idea for Santa Fe is we are controlled by a corporate monopoly in our energy infrastructure. We are not benefiting from all the solar power potential that we have here. But we do have the right as a home rule city to create municipal markets. So my idea is a community rights ordinance that would open up the energy market to more renewable energy and competition from clean energy startup companies. And that would keep some of the millions of dollars that we spend on energy every year here in the local economy rather than sending it off to Wall Street.
Very interesting. And also would promote conservation.
Absolutely, yeah. It would expand solar power and wind power, maybe geothermal, if that's an option here in Santa Fe.
What's your perspective on how to deal with the massive inequality that we have in Santa Fe?
Well, what I've been talking about a lot on the campaign trail is the need for a more progressive taxation system. Unfortunately, last year, the New Mexico legislature passed this corporate tax cut, and as part of that, they took away millions of dollars from Santa Fe and other cities and counties through the loss of the hold harmless revenue. So we need to make up for that lost revenue. And I don't think we should impose any new taxes on the middle class or working people. But we do have to recognize that there is this massive inequality, and it's the 1% and the corporations who can actually afford to pay more to support the vital social services and projects and development that we need here in Santa Fe. So ideas for that might be a real estate transfer tax that was proposed a while back and could be revived, maybe a corporate income tax here in Santa Fe, maybe a tax on internet sales. For example, all the gallery owners who have a customer in their gallery, but they process that transaction over the internet to avoid taxes. That could be some significant revenue for the city.
Or like if I bought something on Amazon, it would be taxed
right
here, and New Mexico would collect that.
Well, we're a growing city. We just annexed over 10,000 new residents on the south side. And there is a lot of inequality between the north side and the south side in Santa Fe. And so we do need to grow our budget here in Santa Fe. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is through more progressive taxation.
We've got just under half a minute left. Anything else you want to say to the voters of District 2?
Well, I've been a grassroots environmental activist. I'm the only educator in this race. And I think I'm the best candidate with the most progressive and holistic ideas to move Santa Fe forward. I don't have the most campaign signs, but that's not the reason why you should cast your vote. You should cast a vote for the best candidate with the best ideas.
Jeff Green is a sustainable food activist and educator, and he's candidate for City Council District 2 here in Santa Fe. Thanks for being us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.